All right, we're going to wrap this. New old dads, but we're really just two old dads. And we're really just two girl dads, because we're going through it together to get together.
Get her. Ooh, I like it. Did you just do it? I like it.
You want to
record
that?
It? Did you record that?
Yeah.
Well, let's go with it. Let's just do something.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Here, there you go.
We're already
here. Give me a break. My vocal cords are strained from last time.
I know. And my dad, that was a funny episode with my dad. That was
it was.
I also didn't edit it. There were some parts in the middle, and I'm so sorry, everybody. Carrie was like, you got to edit that. And I was like, oh, I forgot. I did. I honestly forget. By the time we get done here, I always forget where I need to edit. So today I have a notepad. So that I'm in a pen, so I'm ready to go.
What needed to be edited?
When I lost connection at that one point, so I apologize, everybody. Welcome to New Old
Dads. Does it just go blank? I mean, or do we freeze? Or
no, it was remember we were having problems?
Yeah, I remember. I'm just curious what it sounded like on air. Just stopped?
Yeah. Well, one was talking and the other, and you couldn't hear the other one that was frozen.
Oh, okay.
So when I froze, I was talking, you can hear me, but you couldn't hear you guys.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So, yeah. Gotcha. I'm recording it from my computer. So
hey, it's an imperfect world, Joe.
And I'm just living in it, just living in it. Funny thing too, a couple funny things happened this week, and, just moving along, guys. We're kicking ass. The girls are doing great, except they're not. End of the third trimester for Carrie, and it's not an easy journey from here on out. So can't wait till G is here. We're so happy to have you guys back for another episode. And I got some things to talk about. Patrick and Angie are going through some stuff, and we're going to read the book from Adrian and then give it a little updates and see where the conversation goes this week.
I like it.
No interview, right, Patrick? Maybe next week?
Maybe next week what?
No interview. Maybe
no interview. Week. Yeah, I think maybe next week we strongly consider bringing somebody on. We have a list of people.
Like a psychologist or somebody to help us.
Well, I see you think bigger than I do when it comes to a guest, and I like that. I need that. You're like, hey, I want to bring on. I'm like, hey, let's bring on the dude down the street who's got a couple of kids. I think he's great.
No.
And you're like, no, fuck no. Let's bring in, a local sports guy.
Yeah, no, I'm actually
thinking. That's a way better idea, Joe.
We should get another podcast, maybe another dad podcast out there and get him on the podcast. We'll see. We'll see what we can get. We'll see what I dig up.
Okay. Right? I'm following your lead, friend. You are the podcaster.
So,
and I love it.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, well, this podcast would not be anything without you, Patrick.
Aww.
You make the podcast.
That's big. I'll take it.
Thanks. So you oh my God. We've been cracking jokes. We've been talking a little bit before the podcast started, and Patrick has some content this week on a number of different things, and you guys went on your baby moon. Which is a thing, boys. You guys got to pay attention to this
I'm sorry. Go ahead, dude.
No, I just said it was a good idea. I'm sorry.
Well, so it was a planted idea, right? If I hadn't heard of a baby moon from my wife, I'd still not have any idea that there was a freaking baby moon concept, right? And so I've been lucky to take kind of two baby moons in the last 2 weeks. One weekend for myself, right? I think I mentioned this last time in Denver.
A baby bachelor.
Yeah, a baby bachelor moon. And then this past weekend, Angie and I took a drive down to the Ozarks. Not a drive, crap, it's 7.5 hours away. We took off last Friday. It's Wednesday, the 31st week for me right now. Wednesday, the last Wednesday in September. No, 23rd? 22nd,
sure, 23rd. Sure.
And sure. And yeah, right. Exactly. Don't matter. It don't
matter. Yeah, dude, you're spending too much time on those details. Move on.
I know. That's what I do, though. That's me. I'm that guy. As I do it right now, I need to explain why I'm that guy now.
Okay, move on. Next. Do I need a button? I'm just going to be like ultrasound.
So last Friday, we drove to St. Louis. And we stayed in St. Louis on Friday night. Angie had never been there. She'd never seen the Arch. My father lived in St. Louis for about 12 years, so I've got some history there 20 years ago. So it was neat to go visit some old spots. Blueberry Hill.
Were there any strip clubs you guys?
No. Weren't.
I'm just sorry. I'm sorry.
Not on my baby moon, for fuck's sake. If there were, no, there weren't. Anyway.
I'm saying from your history of 12 years.
So we stayed. Oh, back in the, dude, this is in my 20s when my dad and I were like drinking.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You went to go see old buildings in one of them?
There were no strip clubs in this particular part of St. Louis, Joe. Got Clayton, it. Missouri. Anyway, so the next day, Saturday, Angie and I drove down to the Ozarks, which really my only familiarity with the Ozarks, I'd never been there when my dad lived there, is the series with Jason Bateman, whom I have a man crush on. Just going to put it out there. Dave Grohl, Jason Bateman, and Vince Vaughn. There you are. My top three man crushes.
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, I like Vince. I get it. He's right up the road.
Rounders. That's all I get. I love Rounders. Old school.
So Rounders. We drive down to the Ozarks.
Did you motorboat him? Motorboat him? Sorry.
So there is, it's like 15 miles north of the Arkansas border. So it's south Missouri as you're going to get. And Branson is right there, right? Branson is kind of a Gatlinburg, perhaps?
Yep. It's a big destination.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's where we were. And we stayed at this resort that the guy who started Bass Pro Shop put together. And it's just like over the top, cool as shit. Everything about it, from the minute we got there to the minute we left, Angie and I was like, oh my, what? Look at this. This is awesome. So we took this baby moon, and it turned out to be a wonderful couple of nights that we stayed there. We brought the dog, Lo, and Violet had her first trip with mom and dad. And, you know, it was fun, dude. I highly, highly recommend it. To anybody, because now we're to the point where we shouldn't or can't travel, right? Either if something happens when I'm gone or when, you know, it's too close to the birth date to risk travel. So the baby moon happened. We got that last travel weekend out of the way.
Yeah, it's like next month the baby's going to be born.
I know. Pretty much. No, November 25th.
I know. But once October, then you say next month.
Right. Yeah. It might as well be October right now. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
That happened. Jeez. The baby moon. It was fun. I highly recommend.
Good yes. for you. Yes. Also, word of advice, guys, for anybody listening, don't ever comment on a woman's like appearance when she's pregnant.
Ever.
Wouldn't that be like, you should see my face, folks. Cause I'm like, what the
right.
No way.
It's just silly, right? And I can understand complete naivete. Right? Naivete. I can understand that to a point because I've been there, right? Where I've just said something and I was totally naive and I came out of it going, oh, I wish I wouldn't have said that. Was stupid, right? I just didn't know any better, right?
Yeah.
However, I don't think that's the case in every case. I think some people are just trying to be freaking funny and they're just being idiots. And so it's so funny that you say that. And I feel as if you're queuing me up because
I'm teeing you up.
You are. So anyhow, when we were at the one part of our vacation this last weekend of our baby moon, this woman walks up to Angie, and Angie was, every time somebody does something like that, she, you know, she talks about it, she gets pissed and gets fired up. And this woman walked up to her, and I don't think she meant anything by it, but she was just trying to be fucking stupid funny a little bit. And she walked up to Angie and she said, oh, you know, what do you do? Blah, blah, blah. What, you know, oh, are you having twins? Right. And Angie just looked her right in the eye and she said, that's not very nice. And the woman, she was like, oh, I'm sorry. I had twins. You know, you could tell that she felt bad about what she said to a point. But at the same time, I was proud of my wife because she was like, I'm just fucking tired of it. I'm not going to. So she said, that's not a very nice thing to say to me right now, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
You go, right? Angie.
I love it.
Go, Angie.
Yeah, and I kind of heard it, but I kind of didn't. I was like, started to walk. Yeah,
you
in
need
the
to be
direction.
Paying attention more, bro.
Well, probably.
That's a big complaint around my house. Yeah, pay attention.
Probably.
Yeah.
Be present and pay attention.
That sounds like a great time. It sounds like you got to go in a place that you've never been before, and kind of really just, you know, a nice little getaway before the baby comes next month.
Straight up chill.
We probably have eight more episodes. We're at episode 15, so by episode 23 or 24, the girls, well, not for me, but do you think we should, first of all, we got to have content. We'll try to record something when the babies are born. We have to have a plan for our podcast when the babies are here. Like, as they're here. I'm already thinking ahead here, guys.
Yeah,
as Adrian says, pack your bags for the hospital week 20.
Right?
No, we're not packing. Stop telling us that, Adrian. One thing I have to complain about, Adrian, is your book tells us to pack our bag. Dude, we're not even leaving. I'm not leaving till the month of December. Like Christmas is going to be here. I have more Christmas gifts in my bag.
You're not buying that.
No. Anyway.
What he's selling.
So a little update on what we've been doing. We also went on our first trip with Gia.
Oh, so,
yeah. We went to the Columbus Zoo.
Oh, that's right.
We drove 3 hours in the morning. We left around 7 o'clock in the morning, drove literally east, and the sun was in my face the entire time from sunrise. Cause we left before the sun rose up and, we got up there to crack a dawn. I'll tell you. We got out to Columbus by 10:15, 10:30, and we had 10:30 tickets, and we go in the zoo. And the reason we went in that zoo is Disney Plus has a show called Secrets of the Zoo that we like to watch, and it's all based on the Columbus in Ohio Zoo.
Really?
So we went out and we saw that, and G was doing great. The car is not good for Carrie, and you know, it's kind of squishing Gia, and she kicks and moves, and she's whatever. She's just a mover. She's like a little squirmer. So, Squirmy McSquirm pants in there kept kicking Carrie in the bladder, and it was just uncomfortable for Carrie. So we ended up walking around all day, did about 12,000 steps, 6 miles we walked. Carrie walked 6 miles around the zoo.
Dang, bro. She and must have been wiped out after that day.
So she was real tired, and by the time we got home, you know, she wasn't really feeling that well. So it was tough, but it was fun, and we really enjoyed it. Plus, we got to see some animals that we learned about on the show.
Awesome.
And we were really happy, and it was cool. But COVID makes everything shitty, and it was just not good. I mean, there weren't like a lot of fun things. You know, the gift shop was obviously open, but like all the little stuff, it just was closed and just wasn't good. Even the rides, like they were social distancing everybody. So like one person would go in a car.
Oh, and, I see.
We'd have to wait seven times as long because they can't, fill up the car.
Yeah.
I'm not here to complain. Point being, it's just truth. So it just kind of sucked. Anyway, got back, had baseball all day on Sunday, and we've been hanging out and the last couple of days. And you're not going to do anything this weekend per se, but it's been good. It's been really good. And I know, you know, we went for, I remember I was rambling there to try to find in my head what we were doing. Carrie had her appointment, her 28-week appointment. And now we're going to have an appointment basically every 2 weeks from here on out for the baby. And she's still measuring small.
Oh, really?
But we found out that Devin also measured super small until like the last 4 weeks. And then he went to 8 pounds. So, and 8 pounds is a huge baby. Hmm. So, anyway, long story short, we got our gestational diabetes test that we're supposed to get back in 2 weeks. But you're the expert on gestational diabetes, which I didn't know what it was. I literally thought it was because Carrie is eating sugar too much sugar. That's what I said. That's not what it is, though.
What I would have thought too, and. Excuse me, Joe.
Oh, goodness my gracious. God, Patrick. Oh, are you okay?
I should mute that, shouldn't I?
That would be smart.
Right?
God.
Hey,
God.
This is real.
Who's ever listening to this, I'm so sorry. And why are you listening? Like, why are you listening to this podcast? This isn't for you. This is for us. And this is for the girls. This isn't for you.
But keep on listening.
Yeah, you can listen if you want. It's good.
Get us where we need to be.
Well, let's tell them about gestational diabetes anyway.
So Angie has gestational diabetes per her last visit, which was last Friday. Before we went on our trip to the Ozarks, she had an appointment, a doctor's appointment, which I couldn't go into. Thanks, pandemic. And so ultimately, her findings were that she has gestational diabetes, which I hear the word diabetes and, you know, my thoughts go right to what I know about, you know, diabetes that at least I've had experience with, you know, up to this point in my life. And it's not good, right? It's not good. It's something that can be really, really, really bad. And if you don't get it under control. So anyhow, what I learned is that gestational diabetes has nothing to do, well, it has everything to do with her body, but it's different in that they don't fully know what causes it, but ultimately they think it's a enzyme that the placenta creates in this state.
And right? older pregnant ladies have a more chance of getting it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what I was reading about it a little.
Okay.
Bit.
So,
but maybe I'm wrong. So don't look it up yourself. Do your own research. Jeez, what do you think we are? Research people? Come on, go fucking listen to yourself.
Apparently you are.
Yeah. No, I'm just covering my ass because like there's been so many times on this podcast that I get told that I said something wrong. You know what? Do your own research.
You're not here for facts.
You're here for comedy.
I'm with you. I get the same shit, bro. Anyway, so
nine times out of 10. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep going. We're like 9 out of 10 times we're correct. And maybe like, you know.
9.5. Easy. 9.8.
Easily. I mean, is that just me being like, you know, stubborn male? I don't think so.
I mean, that's a whole other episode, dude. Right.
So, anyway, sorry about that.
So, no, not at all. I'm glad that you feel comfortable with me to the point where you can just bust in on my shit. I think that's great.
There's just things that need to be said at the moment that need to be said.
I'm down. I'm down. So, gestational diabetes, right? So, we were at the enzyme that apparently they think is created in the placenta, and it does what it does. And you have to treat it with primarily your diet, right? And so she was prescribed a diabetes test kit where she takes her blood, you know, and eats this and doesn't eat that and the timing and everything.
Eats what?
And ultimately, high protein. High protein is what she's been directed to have. And the danger is one of two things. One, because of it, my wife has a greater chance of getting one of the more traditional types of diabetes later in life. Mm-hmm. So it increases her chances for that. And the other thing is, if you don't take care of it, your baby could get too big in the womb. Yeah.
Yes. Carrie told me that one too.
Isn't
okay.
That something?
Go. So there you figure. Go. Yeah. And there's no way to really prevent it.
No, you just got to treat it with, you know, in her case, eating more protein, and it's gone once the baby's born because the placenta is gone.
That makes
supposedly.
Sense. Totally
right?
Makes sense.
Right. But again, she started, my wife, Angie, explained this to me, starting it out saying, they don't know for sure what causes it. However, and then it goes on to the placenta.
You know okay. I mean? So, and we know they take a test. So, you know, it happens around this time, you know, around the 30 week mark. So just be aware there, guys who are listening that we told not to listen. Don't listen to us. Why are you listening to us? This is such a weird podcast. Who listens? We only have
this says a lot about you.
Listens. Yeah. This says a lot about you. Guys, you're better
and
podcast.
And I immediately like you. I really do.
You do. Stop by Behringer's and say, what up? On Thursday nights, it's Sing Karaoke. What's going on? Joey Sinatra, Joey Cash. What was the other one? Tenacious Joe.
Oh, I like that one. That's my fave.
Yeah.
Tenacious Joe. That's my fave right there.
I think it was Joe Black. was the other one. Because
ooh, I Jack like that Black. One too. I like Tenacious Joe though. That's the one.
It's like, oh my gosh, tribute. Anyway, you guys are great listeners. We really love you. Thanks for listening.
You do.
Cool. So thanks for that information. Let's go into what Adrian has to say. What week is Angie?
31 today.
Cool.
30, yes.
31. Yes. 31.
And you're coming up on 28
or 29? 28 on Saturday.
It's coming Saturday. Yeah, sure. So I'm going to read 28 after I read 31.
Yeah, because we definitely.
I'm going to revisit 28 after I read 31. So here's what I found in the week 31 chapter. Again, easy read, short chapters. I like your style, Adrian.
Thanks, Adrian.
Size of a coconut. Baby is close to 3.5 pounds and the size of a coconut. And some other resources
put
that were...
Put the lime in the coconut and mix it all together. Put the lime in the coconut and mix it all up. Put the lime in the coconut and drink them both together.
Don't you know, we've come from the lime to the coconut. I love it. I love it. You're right. It's full circle.
We definitely did a lime in the coconut version. Anyway, I'm sorry, guys.
So, Angie forwarded to me by text, and then she told me as well in one of her sources that Adrian says the size of a coconut, and she was told that the baby's the size of a small clawed otter or a bottle of Sunny D. Filled up and capped, I'm guessing, you know. So there you are. That's where you're at. That, cool. And that's pretty damn big, right? Baby's fat is increasing. Say again, I'm sorry.
So it's great. Yeah. Soon enough, it should hiccups, be the size of a little watermelon.
Yes. Lightning crouch. I didn't read this part.
Her pee will start to hurt.
I'm just catching this for the first time. Another top shelf dilemma is lightning crotch.
Lightning crotch?
Yes.
Whoa, did you just see that, Patrick?
Huh.
That was as fast as lightning crotch. It's like a superhero like name. Lightning crotch.
I love that name.
Did you just see that? That just, I swear to God, I just saw somebody run by. It must have been lightning crotch. Yeah.
Oh man, it's an intense shooting pain that sends a burst of pain deep into the pelvis or vagina, described by some women as a sharp jabbing, or electric shock. So, I'm sorry, I didn't read up on.
I'm sorry, girls.
Yeah, I mean, that's awful. I just caught that out of the corner of my eye. But, I mean, this lightning crotch sounds awful. I mean, other than if it were a kind of a Weird Al Yankovic style superhero, you know, lightning crotch would be, you know.
Do you like Weird Al Yankovic?
I don't necessarily, but that's my comparison. It's, I feel as if he had his moment in time, and I'm really enamored by the fact that a guy like that can pull shit. You
all
know,
right. We all know that you know, success makes you happy, Patrick.
It does. And I like seeing
but guy, that guy's a freaking weirdo.
I agree. But so is, Gilbert Gottfried. And he's created quite a career for himself. He's in all kinds of
stuff. What do you mean? You guys could, oh my God, I was doing a great face impression of him.
Yeah.
This is the other one. It's De Niro.
Or Crispin Glover. Crispin Glover's a weird dude, and he pops up out of nowhere all the time.
You think you know? Huh? All right. Doing De Niro face now. God, I wish you guys could watch this. It'd be even funnier. That's crazy. Let's visit week 28.
Well, it's crazy. Lightning crotch? No, I'm not even done. Dude, I got kind of...
What do you mean?
I got kind of waylaid by lightning crotch. No, I didn't. Oh. So meal preparation, one of the suggestions that he has is to prepare meals right now. Like, you know, meals that you can freeze, make a batch of chili, make a dish of sorts. Yeah, maybe a goulash or a casserole, perhaps a casserole, and then you freeze that And so when you have the baby for the first few weeks, you don't have to make any food. You just, you know, pop what you made now. And so I think that's pretty good advice. Go make bulk food dishes. Sure,
tell me where I'm going to put that. Where am I going to put that fucking meal?
Well, where? I mean, in my freezer, that sounds like a you problem, not a Adrian problem, Joe.
Really? I'll tell you where the food's coming from.
Okay.
DoorDash.
Oh, well, there. Okay, that's, I get that. That's an option too. So, but however, I think the meal prep's a really good thing. Good. Buy a push gift, he suggests at this
diamond earrings.
At this juncture, I've been hearing about push gifts before my wife was pregnant.
Yeah, we did a whole chapter or a whole segment on
it. I know, but now this is apparently at this moment is when you buy a push gift and you run the hell away from lightning crotch. So 28, you said, is where you're coming up. All right, hold on, we're gonna get there.
All right, you can fix your glasses. There it
is. Oh, the jump in viability. This is my favorite.
Oh, week, yeah.
Right? Good. This is where you basically, you pass the 96% chance you're going to have a normal birth.
Great.
At week 28.
Is a great number.
Is basically how I read it. No, wait, let me rephrase that. Baby's chance of surviving outside the womb if born premature is now 96%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of the same thing, but
yeah, kind of the same thing,
worded much better. Yes, exactly. Internal organs, mom's internal organs are being squished up, right, big time. And she, what are you doing with your
nothing
finger? There, need a little. Let's.
I'm just fine.
Okay. She may have shortness of breath as baby presses up into her lungs. Still hearing that big time with Angie. Holy cow, I mean, I can hear it daily. And let's see. He's saying baby is hopefully moving into the head down position, preparing to be born. And it's a pretty short chapter, actually. Actually.
Actually.
And there's no mention of lightning crotch.
Yeah, no, that's
prior to week 31. I'm sure of it. That was kind of a. Oh, Lamaze classes is I started Lamaze during week 28, or Lamaze was one of the suggestions. That's what it is.
And, Ferdinand class.
Yeah, Ferdinand Lamaze.
Ferdinand Lamaze.
Yeah, my main man, Ferdinand.
Also, oh God. France something Ferdinand, Prince Ferdinand.
That's a group, is it?
No,
not?
Was murdered. Yeah, was murdered to start World War One.
Franz Ferdinand?
Yeah, Franz Ferdinand.
Like that's what started it?
Yeah, he was like a prince or something and was murdered. Again, guys, go do your own freaking research. Why are you listening to me?
Because they can. It's easier.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to believe you, Joe.
Yeah.
Franz Ferdinand. That's the name of a band, yes?
Yeah, and because they named it after the guy that was murdered before World War One. It sparked World War One.
I'm Googling.
Do your own research.
I knew that. I knew that. I knew that there was some significance that way around the Ferdinand name. However, I'm going to brush up. Great. I'm going to brush up on my knowledge, friend. Only because you brought it up. What else is on your mind?
I don't know, guys. We covered what we needed to cover, I would say.
Yeah.
I guess I'm in this weird space where I'm enjoying these last moments of solitude with Carrie before Gia gets here. Mm-hmm. And obviously we have a little bit more chaos than maybe you and Angie. No offense. Just pure fact. Devin, the fact that we have games and schedules and kids stuff and soccer.
There's no doubt.
Oh, yeah, we wrecked them in the parent versus kid soccer game today. It was the last practice, so it was parents versus kids soccer game, and we wrecked them. 7-1. They were talking so much smack. We're like, we're going to give you the freaking L. Take a seat. Devin got his feelings hurt, though, when you do that.
They said that to you? You said that to them?
No, they were saying, they're like, you're going to take the L. You're going to take an L. Get ready. Ooh, we're going to kick your butt. We've been practicing. And all the parents, it was like mostly dads, just like wreck them. They were like, look, I had a header. I had a header in the goal. It was great. Yeah, it was awesome. And we were just like running around and screaming. Anyway, it was kind of fun.
You were like Peyton Manning in that Saturday Night Live skit.
Yes, like. Yes, 100%. Just wrecking them. But that's the kind of stuff we live with, right? And so, like, you know, those moments with Devin are really special because, you know, he's going to be not an only child anymore. And I mean, that we just feel like this weird space. Like, Carrie and I went to a coffee shop and hung out, and it was really nice. And cool, we were both working from home. And then it's like also that feeling that, okay, the craziness is coming, but like you kind of like don't want it to be here. But then you're like, come on, let's get it going. Come on.
It's, yeah.
It's
yeah.
about time. Let's see what she's like. I want to, because she's going to be so freaking funny. You know, she's going to be shitting all over the place, and we're going to be throwing up and like burping and crying and laughing. And we're just going to be like, oh, this sucks. And then we're going to love it. And we're just going to love it. And like 18 yeah. months from now, we're going to have an 18 month old baby, and she's going to be so cute and funny. And even when she comes out, she's going to be really, really cute and beautiful, and just sleep and eat and sleep and eat and shit and eat and sleep and poop and sleep. And it's just going to be a wild ride. I don't know. I'm just in a weird spot where I'm excited, but nervous and all
me
that.
Me too. I respect that. This morning I had a moment where kind of a moment of self-reflection. I got up this morning and discovered that one of our cats, Calliope, I'm sure in protest while we were gone, decided to go piss in some corner that she shouldn't have been pissing in, right? And so there were like two dried puddles and one that was wet, because you could, you know, her box was clean this morning. It's like, uh-oh, she's going somewhere else. And so I discovered this spot, and then all of a sudden it created, you know, because I'm the one that found it, it created 20 to 30 minutes of work for me that I didn't plan for. And you know me already, I'm fairly time challenged the way it is. And you throw in 30 minutes of pee cleanup that it was unexpected.
Taking you 30 minutes
or whatever, 20, 30. I mean, yeah, it was a lot, right?
Okay, good. Well, 30 minutes is a lot of time to clean up pee, Patrick.
I know, but that's how it threw me off. Call it 30. Maybe it was 20. More like 17. Anyway, that's a lot of time. So, so I clean it up, and it throws my morning off, and it kind of pisses me off. I'm like, you know, come on, cat, what's up? I don't want to deal with this. And then all of a sudden, it kind of hit me. It's like, oh, I'm gonna have this complete change in life right around the corner, where now I've got to manage my time for cleaning diapers at all times of the day, and, you know, everything that goes into it for however long it happens, where you're completely, you know, free of good sleep and everything years. That you need to
18 years, Patrick.
Yeah. Plan on, right.
At least and so probably 25.
That just kind of hit me this morning while I was cleaning that up. And I was like, oh, wow, this is going to be nothing compared to, you know, a little pee on the weekend on the hardwood floor is going to be nothing compared to what's coming up.
Yeah, so you better be able to clean that pee a lot faster, bro. Get it done, because you got other pees to clean up.
Well,
I get it. I can totally understand that.
I take my time. I cuss a little bit, and, you know, and then, oh, I'm going to make a coffee while I'm cleaning up this pee. You know, all these little things that, you know, happen that I need to eliminate and just kind of become a little more efficient at.
That's a good goal, I would say. Efficiency is probably your one of your major issues, and I love you.
Major issue.
I love you. but you're not the most efficient person in the world.
Well,
it's okay, buddy. It's okay.
Don't worry about it.
You got to learn it. Yeah, that's the problem. You don't worry about it.
I don't care.
Then you lose your day.
I just don't care. Yeah. That's terrible. I get it. It affects others sometimes, and I don't mean it to happen.
It's okay. We love you, Patrick. We just hope that Violet can love her. She's going to love her dad no matter what. So you are her
efficient
superhero.
Or not.
Yeah, efficient or not, you are her dad.
I love it.
Well, okay. Is there anything else, Patrick?
That's nothing I can think of.
Great.
Nothing,
well, nothing. We should let our one listener go. Listen, guy, go do your own research.
Later, buddy.
Listen Later. To us, dude. What are you doing?
Yeah, brah. Come on. Brah. Hit the bricks, pal.
Wish us luck. We got a championship game on Sunday. We might give you
– What do you mean? Oh, yeah, we're going to Angie's talking about going to one of, is it this Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, awesome. Sunday at 1 o'clock, right when the games start. So obviously you can't watch any football. But and then I have my championship games at 2:30 and 4:30 that day too. So we have all our championship games. So it's
championship
crazy.
Games. The Colts don't play till 4 on Sunday, I'll have you know. I'm just saying.
Who cares?
I don't know. I do. I'm a Colts fan. Come
You're
on.
A Colts
Sunday
fan?
It's an NFL. Why wouldn't I be? You're a Jets fan, jeez.
Yeah, exactly. Oh yeah, they are playing the Jets on 4 o'clock.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, they're playing at 4 o'clock. They're playing the Jets, but the Jets are just the worst team.
Well,
in the world.
I know.
If you had to pick a sport for Violet, what would it be?
Ooh. A sport
quick,
for
go,
Violet.
Quick. One, two.
I think volley three. Would I think volleyball would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, that's what I would have said.
Or volleyball or gymnastics.
Oh.
Those are the two. Yes.
I would have said football because I'm not all about sexist roles, bro.
I understand. Yeah.
I just wanted to see your face when I said that. Well, volleyball too for me. I hope to God Gia makes it over 6 foot. Holy crap. Please just be tall.
Over six. I can't believe you brought that up. I asked Angie just yesterday morning how tall she thought that Violet is going to be. You know, is at her tallest height.
Predicted.
And, yes. And she said 5'4".
5 foot.
Yeah.
Four.
And because Angie's only 5'1". And I said, and I'm at my tallest, and I've begun to shrink, but I was 6'2". And I was like, well, I think she's going to be taller than that. I think she's going to be 5'6 to 5'7, right in that area. That's my
prediction. Let's hope. Nothing wrong with Angie. Nothing wrong with Angie. For me, it could go either way. She could be shorter than me.
Yeah.
Like Carrie, but I think Carrie's got a lot of genes. Devin's a big dude.
Yeah, he is.
Devin's 9 years old. And he's like definitely one of the biggest kids when he stands next to 11-year-olds. So hopefully she gets those genes. Come on, little. Come on, Gia. Big Gia. Big Gem. Come on, Bessie.
Hey, I have a question for you, Joe. Is Chad Pennington still the quarterback of the Jets?
He might as well be.
I was hoping that's what you're going to say.
Sam Darnold?
Oh, yeah.
I like Sam, though. I like him a lot. He just – I mean, Adam Gacy's the biggest idiot in the world. Anyway, we're not going to talk about this. No, because okay. I'll go all night. Listen, this is what I always say. Someone says, who's your team? And I said, the Jets. And I go, but I hate them. And they're like, what? What do you mean you hate them? I was like, no, I just freaking despise them. I'm still a fan because you don't leave your team because you hate them.
Yeah.
You just don't watch them. I don't want to watch the Jets lose constantly. It's all they do is just lose and lose and lose. And then for the years, it's like, oh, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And Bill Belichick was literally the Jets head coach for 1 hour or something like that, 1 day. And then he left to go to New England. And like literally just like it's such a despicable existence as a football fan. So
well, I also feel like the Jets for years, and we're getting on to NFL football, which I'm all for. But my take on the Jets, at least in the last 10 years, is I feel as if they're that team that continuously tries to resurrect the career of somebody who's on the back end of their career in the name of let's try and win a quick Super Bowl. Like they brought Favre in, they brought LaDainian Tomlinson in. You know, these
Frank
guys,
Moore.
Yeah, these guys that are pretty much done, right?
No,
for the most part.
I just
part.
Think they don't manage.
But the Jets practice. Bring them in for hey, let's you know, we're the Jets. Come try us for a year.
Yeah,
let's
it's
see
a joke.
If we can. I think this is the year that the one guy who's 36 can make it happen for us.
It's culture. It's always culture. So here's today's lesson, folks, and because we're gonna let you go because we're getting into our football.
Vinny, test a birdie. Sorry.
Oh, I love Vinny. Wayne the White Wonder.
Wayne Corbett.
Yeah, Wayne the White
Keyshawn.
Wonder.
They were Keyshawn. Tough back then. They were
That's
tough.
That's what I'm saying. They were good.
I understand. Martin. That was then. Get over it. It's not going to happen for another 8 years.
Dude, it's been 8 years.
I know.
Last time they were here, I went to actually carry. It was one on Carrie and I's first date. They played Monday Night Football at Lucas Oil Stadium because they show up every 4 years here in Indianapolis. And obviously COVID hit, ruins everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would have went to that game this week. I probably couldn't have gone because of baseball, but I probably would have, you know, thought about it.
Quick question. And we're going to get off football. Who do you think the best Jet is of all time?
I'm not saying Joe Namath. because everybody says Joe Namath. You have to take him out because he won a Super Bowl for him. And it was Super Bowl II. So, like, you know, was he, like, the best?
Yeah.
I don't know. Vinny's pretty close, but
Vinny had a good career.
I think Curtis Martin.
I was just going to say that if you'd asked me that question, I would have said Curtis Martin.
He's just a workhorse. He was a leader. He created the culture there. But honestly, Fireman Ed might also be one of the greatest Jets of all time.
I love it.
You know Fireman Ed?
Yeah. Hey, and I'm really proud that you said Curtis Martin. I feel like we have this gap in age, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, that would have been my answer was Curtis Martin.
Good.
Between the 20s, from the 20 to the 20, he was one of the best running backs of all time. He never scored.
Hardly ever scored.
Between the 20s, dude, he couldn't impossible. Stop that dude.
Yeah, he could not stop him. Run all day. Cool. Well, Patrick, you got a saying for this week to kick us off? Good night.
I do. This is one of my favorite lines from a song by Led Zeppelin of all time. And it goes, "Mellow is the man who knows what he's been missing." So there you go. Mellow is the man who knows what he's been missing.
Thanks, Patrick. As always, love you, dude. Thanks for hanging out.
Love you too, buddy.
Thanks for listening, guy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll later, bro.
Week. We'll see you next pal. Week. The one listener. Bye, everybody. See you later.
Later.